Hello and welcome to Jom Pakai IoT Podcast or Let's Do IoT Podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this episode. And today's episode is all about the rise of the artificial intelligence. What are the industries that are most impacted by this AI? And I've received a lot of questions regarding this AI. How does it impact our job of the future, in the future? So one of the questions that people ask me also is about what kind of intellectual properties risk that AI will bring. Well, for me, there are some potential hiccups, especially if people are not aware and not careful about inputting data into the AI system. So especially when some other entity manages that system, you don't know where this information is going to be. So for example, take ChatGPT from OpenAI. If we input a top secret or not yet patented data into it, so that's actually a risk. All our secrets will get exposed and become known as prior art. So this will actually torpedo or, you know, kill our ability to patent those discoveries later. But if we own the AI system, we can keep a lid on things more effectively. So it's very closed system and it's not going to be exposed. So, how about the AI thing that created by the AI create the images? So, images are not eligible for copyright because they are not human made, right? So, that is one of the things about intellectual properties. There is also another question that asked me about, do you think AI could put jobs at risk in the future? Well, my answer is, for sure, it's possible. We know that AI can, in fact, easily kill a lot of jobs. Firms might not need as many human employees as before, as we know that, because the AI will help them. But now I think we see that humans and AI actually can be partners, collaborators. They will need to help each other. The AI currently requires human to input and also give guidance. But you never know in the future, if AI and chatbots are more sophisticated, they can actually become self-sufficient and won't need as much human intervention. That could shake things up for some professions. And then there's another question asked me about, are we already witnessing AI muscling or entering in on various employment areas? Well, I think we see this a lot. It's happening already. We see that AI is actually a trusty sidekick in many jobs, you know, helping the writers, the photographers, the artists, voiceover artists, actors, graphic designers, copywriters. There's a lot of AI is now entering in this employment areas. Another question is that which industries are feeling the heat the most and how is it affecting them? So the big ones will include the finance, the content creation, manufacturing, and healthcare. It does affect them a lot because, in fact, for the employer, they will reduce a lot of costs, but maybe the jobs are no longer being required in certain areas. So it is impacted in many areas, which is a low skill, which requires a low skill labor. So another question asked me whether could AI tech like ChatGPT potentially put writers out of work? Okay, right now we see that AI is a very soft. This software is a very handy tool to help us a lot in overcoming, for example, the writer's block. You know, cleaning up our grammar, generating short content, giving us ideas to write longer information or articles. But as we see that when AI improves, it could also threaten writers because it can actually mimic the writer style that you can't tell the difference. Yeah. Do you think AI also outperforms human in terms of work quality? Maybe not yet. What we see that AI still need a lot of tweaks and improvement currently. But you never know in future, 5 years, 10 years down the road. So it's still pretty reliant on human creativity, you know, to give accurate inputs, accurate instructions. So you give wrong instructions, it gives you wrong results. But an AI also, it works when there is information. Without that, without information, there's it can't do the best work. Yeah. And finally, should we feel threatened or relieved that AI is handling more and more of our jobs? Well, it depends on who you ask. Some employees might feel very uneasy if they are not adapting or integrating AI tools into their work. The employers might find a new employee who have that skill and might replace them. So employers feel that they can also reduce a lot of manpower costs. And also we see there's a lot of productivity, things that you can, things that you do in 1 week can now be done in 1 day. One day can be done in a couple of hours. So that's the beauty of AI. So for example, writing the blogs nowadays, even last time is for me, it's very difficult, but with the help of AI, it can help me with the writer's block. You know, we can't think so much what are the ideas that we can bring on. But it also have this issue of writing with the, you, as a human, you have a style. And when you talk, you have a style. So that is something which is very difficult for the AI to mimic, until a point when they understand the way that you write, they can mimic the way that you write. So that will, by the end of the day, you will never able to distinguish between an article or a video which is done by an AI or a real writer or a real actor, you know, in the movie. So that's it, guys. That is the kind of impact with the rise of the artificial intelligence. See you guys in the next episode.